uncertainty. You see, life expands or basically shrinks based on the amount of courage that we have. And when we begin to move forward in uncertain areas, pathways that we've never taken before, we start leading even when we don't have the answers, even when we don't have all the resources in our lives. If we wait until we have all the answers and all the resources, we may never move forward. People don't follow titles or positions, they follow courage. Let's move forward courageously to do the right thing, to pursue our dreams, to bring people along with us and help them succeed. Courage helps us expand our dreams, achieve our dreams, and celebrate our successes. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational
Minute. Only the Associate.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
An investigation in search of a crime. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's how President Trump's describing the special counsel Russia investigation on Twitter this morning. More on that and a possible glimmer of hope for someone charged in that investigation from Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington.
Chris, President Trump continued to blast a Russia probe on Twitter this morning, calling it an illegal Joseph McCarthy-style witch hunt. He continued, it has proven only one thing, that there was no collusion with Russia. During an interview with the New York Post, the president said a pardon for former campaign chairman Paul Manafort was never discussed, but, quote, I wouldn't take it off the table. Why would I take it off the table? Manafort had his plea deal with special counsel tossed out over claims he'd been lying to investigators. Chris.
Rachel, sickness is spreading at a crowded shelter for Central American migrants in Tijuana, Mexico. The city's health department tells Fox that more than 60% of those migrants have respiratory problems. The Mexican government is opening a second shelter. A Chinese medical team is ordered to stop its work on what it claims are the world's first gene-edited babies. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Fresh on the heels of yesterday's presentation at an international conference on gene editing, a Chinese researcher who says he has made the world's first gene-edited babies born earlier this month has hit that roadblock, China stopping the work being done by his team. Gene editing is the ability to rewrite the code of life to try and correct or prevent diseases. Now, there's no independent confirmation of the claim being made by researcher Dr. Hajin Kwai, who drew criticism from those scientists in Hong Kong this week. They called it irresponsible to do, except in lab research. Chris.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Thanks. Nancy Pelosi has been reelected leader of House Democrats. The vote was 203 to 32. She needs a little more support, but she's on track to become Speaker of the House again when Democrats retake the majority in the new Congress that's sworn in January. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Ukraine asks NATO for help in its dispute with Russia.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but the alliance has condemned Russia's seizing of three Ukrainian ships at the weekend. Now, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is asking NATO to deploy naval ships to assist Ukraine and provide security, a move which could trigger a confrontation with Russia. Russia says the request is, quote, clearly aimed at provoking further tensions. Russia accuses Ukraine of planning Sunday's incident. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
There are evacuations in Southern California with a flash flood watch also in effect in areas burned by wildfire to the north.
A series of storm systems will bring the threat for heavy rainfall across the west, especially for California, where flash flooding, mudslides, and debris flows will be a big concern, especially over the burn areas. Meanwhile, another major winter storm could bring impacts to the northern plains in the Midwest this weekend. Heavy snow, strong winds, blizzard conditions, and the risk for dangerous travel will start start on Friday, and strong severe thunderstorms, including tornadoes, could impact parts of the southern plains.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. A Christmas tradition in New York.
Thousands turned out last night to help light this year's Christmas tree at New York's Rockefeller Center.
It's beautiful and spectacular, but I'm a country girl, and when I first saw it, I went, that's not very big.
The 75-year-old massive Norway spruce will blaze daily with 50,000 LED lights, and on top, a 900-pound Swarovski crystal star will shine like a beacon to visitors.
I feel like we should have more times like this where everybody comes together to take in something that's so good.
You can experience that New York Christmas feeling until January 7th. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stock markets overseas are mostly up today. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Hey, good morning. I'm Stevie J. It is Thursday morning, next to last day of the 11th month. Where does the time go? We don't know that. It's amazing. I don't know why, but this year felt so fast.
It does. And with the fourth Thursday of the month, Thanksgiving, being, you know, on the early side because we have today, the fifth Thursday of the month, it just feels odd.
It still feels fast. Local news this morning brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has taken the next step ahead on the Neal Street Plaza project. The Newsette says the group greenlighted a preliminary plan for the downtown site and is beginning the process of getting the money for construction. Phase one would include the redo of one main plaza. Phase two will work on areas around the Orpheum Children's Science Museum. The final phase includes replacing the largest area of the current lot with a fountain, culture walk, and large lawn. Illinois lawmakers failed this week to reverse the governor's veto of a bill that banned the sale of tobacco to those younger than 21. The legislation would have set a minimum age of 21 to buy cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and nicotine-based products. The House voted 62-45 to overturn the tobacco 21 veto. It needed 71 votes to become law. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. If you played sports growing up, your coach probably said something along the lines of, there's no I in team. Well, this is an important mindset to have while playing organized sports. Here at the 217 Mortgage Team, we believe there is an I in team. I am here for you every step of the way while purchasing your next home. I represent what's best for you, and I will work harder for you than anyone else. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team with Illinois National Bank because I want to work hard for you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. They're Village at the Crossing in Champaign. That's Windsor and Duncan. Also located on Cunningham at Kerr in Urbana. 367 Rose if you want to call them. Or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey. Good
morning, Stevie. Cloudy with a high 39 expected today. Down to 33 this evening. 30% chance of rain late. Some patchy fog into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high at 42 with the clouds down to around 39 in the evening. 90% chance of showers comes our way on Friday night and into Saturday's forecast. Saturday mild though with a high 61, low 42, sunshine and 48 on Sunday. We're currently at 25, wind chill 17, ESPN 93.
Yeah, you said what again? It's what this weekend? You said 50s?
61 on Saturday.
And you said in the rain, that's when you were doing your outside decorations?
Well, I mean, maybe not in the rain. I mean, with sunshine and a high near 50 on Sunday, that's probably good enough.
Yeah, it's soggy.
And we might pull a pass this year. It's a pain to put up decorations.
Come on, Mrs.
I'm kind of Bah Humbug this year.
Mrs. Scrooge,
yeah,
let's go.
Exactly.
I mean, we have our trip. We're leaving for Asia on 1st of January, so we're not completely decorated either. We do have the tree up. We like the white lights on the inside tree.
Uh-huh.
I got the wreaths up, little trees by the door, and I just have a little flower pot fountain out front. I got all Christmassy, but yeah, we don't do the full. I don't do the outside lighting.
Feels like it's feast or famine on that, whether, you know, the people really go all out.
Yeah.
Or maybe skip it there.
Yeah. There was a guy that just won a lawsuit that went on for years, but it was essentially you know, Christmas vacation.
Okay, got it.
He wanted to do the house, you know, where you needed sunglasses at night kind of thing. And you see the meter rolling, just like Chevy Chase. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, there's that extreme as well. But it's fun to get in the spirit of this great season. Some people, you know, obviously enjoy it more than others, but it's great. It's just, it has really impacted me how quickly life goes as you age. I guess that's part of it. You know, people always say, boy, it's going to fly by. And, you know, you're dealing with diapers and all those other things, and you don't think much about that. And then as all that goes and passes, and you move on to another stage, it just rolls through. But that's good. I mean, you don't want life to go slow, do you? You want to be busy and consumed all those other great things. All right, I'm glad you're listening. I wanted to introduce a gentleman. This is about technology the Army is introducing, preparing to send driverless vehicles in the combat. The Army getting ready to drive into war in driverless trucks. Next fall, its leader-follower technology will enable convoys of autonomous vehicles to follow behind one driven by a human. Half of the injuries and deaths, apparently casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan, have come from these IEDs, improvised explosive devices. So this is to combat that. U.S. Army veteran and Bronze Star recipient Howard L. Hibbard. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
Well, great to have you on the show. I'm fascinated by this. Will it work? Will we cut down on casualties because of driverless vehicles?
Well, you know, I think when you go into an examination of this, you want to reflect on the fact that the most expensive component of any army is the individual soldier. You got to constantly feed them. You got to dress them. You got to give them weapons, ammunition, get them there, get them back. And so when an individual gets injured, we have what we have now with regard to the Veterans Administration being overcrowded by people who've been injured. And there's just no reason for it. I mean, most recently, two things have happened. Actually, one was 3 years ago, where they actually landed a drone on an aircraft carrier, which is it supposedly takes the highest mental effort of a human being to land an aircraft on an aircraft carrier. And they've already done it. So it's just where things should be. It's going to be a force multiplier too. I mean, the person who isn't driving can be up there on a turret with a finger on the trigger. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
It's also more efficient.
Howard L. Hibbard, I wanted to ask you about you, Howard, because you're an American hero. You're 1967, dropping out of college. You volunteer for the Army in the height of Vietnam. You leave, you come back, you become an attorney, you write a book called Curse of the Coloring Book. It's a novel inspired by your own true story of combat and PTSD. You love cooking. They call you Chef PTSD. Why so forward and open about this struggle that you've had, Howard?
Because the life found is, and this is also with the counseling and with the vet group and things like this, one way to deal with people who have PTSD, they have to sit down and talk about it. And if you don't sit down and talk about it, it will haunt you. In my case, I was back for 34 years, and I just took the whole, but when I came back from Vietnam, I got spit on. And then when that happens to you, you feel like the whole country has betrayed you. And it's just the kind of situation you never forget. So I put all these bad memories of Vietnam in the back of the closet and went on with my life. Well, my PTSD got so bad, I actually started cutting down my attention span to the point where I had to close my law firm and go on disability. So, when it comes to PTSD, you definitely, the only way I see it, or that from my experience, people can get through it is if they have to sit down and get into a group and talk about it.
Well, I'm telling you what, in that episode of spitting on soldiers who were serving their country, doing their duty, following orders, was so egregious. I'm so sorry that happened to you. And it's something you can never forget, but you can only deal with. But you've taken it head on. And I'm sure, Howard, by your bravery, you've helped many others.
Well, I hope so. I really hope that Curse of the Coloring Book helps a lot of people. Supposedly, a lot of my, I was going to say handlers, but not handlers, but the people that advise us at the vet center say, My descriptions of how PTSD flashbacks affect a person's life, you can really find it in my novel. And it's 4 and 5 stars on Amazon. So give it a check. And if you want to give people a really humorous book, I wrote it in the vein of like MASH. So it's really humorous. And you need a Christmas present? Check out the Curse of the Coloring Book. But remember, it's Howard L. Hibbert, because if you put in Curse of the Coloring Book, not a novel, you're going to get Cursing Coloring Book.
Okay, Howard L. Hibbert, H-I-B-B-A-R-D, Curse of the Coloring Book, a novel inspired by his own true story of combat PTSD. God bless you. Thank you for serving your nation. Thank you for inspiring others, Howard. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. South of San Francisco, up early this morning, Howard L. Hibbert, who speaks openly about his PTSD. In fact, his nickname around his home is Chef PTSD. That's the way to do it. Talk about it. Get it out there. Don't bury it. Never healthy to bury. Let's check your morning sports now at a quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5.
Illinois women came back from a 16-point deficit in the second half to push it into overtime, but Clemson came out on top with that last-second shot. 69-67 was the final. Illinois volleyball hosting Eastern Michigan tomorrow at 7 in the first round of the NCAA tournament at Huff Hall. Illinois volleyball setter of the year, Jordan Poulter. And we've got a number of accolades coming our way with Allie Bastinelli and Jacqueline Quaid on the first team, and all Big Ten honors. Also on the football side, Nick Allegretti and junior Reggie Corman. Congratulations to them getting, selected by the Big Ten to get these awards. We also have New Orleans and Dallas tonight, Stevie.
Come on.
You'd be watching the Saints?
Yeah.
Pacers in L.A. tonight to take on the Lakers. Milwaukee beat the Bulls 116-113 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Reading about Jeff Braun returning down Louisville.
And it's his hometown. He was quarterback for the Louisville Cardinals. I thought for sure he was gone, and they could probably give him good money, probably better than Purdue, but their league versus the Big Ten, and then they had that massive victory over Ohio State this year.
Yep.
He probably thought the upside's in Purdue, and why start all over when he'll be in his third year next year, and he's 2-for-2 in bowl games, taking over a program. By the way, Jeff Brohm was our offensive coordinator the last time Illinois went to a bowl game.
I see.
He worked for Ron Zook.
10-12 in 2 seasons for the Boilermakers.
Remember, Vic Koenig was our defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Jeff Brohm was on that sideline as well.
I see.
So here he goes into,
Detroit over the St. Louis Blues 4-3 yesterday.
Okay.
That's sports.
Okay. So next Illinois basketball game is Sunday. We'll be in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's, older team and probably better, but doesn't mean we can't win. That'll be on the road. Then I believe we come home UNLV, if I've got my schedule all lined up. So there's just no easy, we're 2-5, which is our worst start since 1967.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the schedule's harder, and we're very young. And as I mentioned yesterday, even losing the way we did when Trent Frazier had a great look against Notre Dame, I see that we're going to probably have a rough win-loss record, but watch the game and see some of the real glimpses of what I think it's going to be like. We just need a few more pieces, but I sure like some of the people we have. So I think there's an upside here. Okay, you want to go to Houlihan's? You might want to try that wedge, steak wedge I always talk about. So wonderfully presented. You know, the food at Houlihan's is very well presented.
Yes, it is.
It looks pretty.
It does.
Even the turkey club, which I've tried the last couple of times.
Uh-huh.
Burger and fries or whatever, but it's a great atmosphere for business lunch.
Yes.
About 156 seats in Houlihan's restaurants, all part of the iHotel and Conference Center.
Impressive if you take a client there. And you might want to start thinking about New Year's Eve and maybe stay at the I. StayAtTheEye.com is your website, and you can click on that Houlihan's tab, make dinner reservations, and then get yourself lined up for the evening.
That'd be fun. Get a room.
It's very classy.
A little staycation there. Say hey to Sam. I usually talk with him right around that Starbucks, which is on your way to Houlihan's. I'm kind of a groupie hangout over there. It's Houlihan's Restaurant, part of the iHotel Conference Center, best property in the world. It's right there at St. Mary's and First Street, south of the State Farm Center. Okay, I was talking a little bit about the Unit 4 schools getting together with their contracts, and then people started getting into how the administrators paid too much.
Right.
I want to get back to that.
Okay. And some of the, you know, wages that I was quoting yesterday, I noted the article later in the day was from 2014.
Oh, maybe a little behind that.
Right.
Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High near 40 today, 33 our low tonight. There's a 30% chance of showers. Could be a wet start and some fog into Friday. High 42, low 39. 90% chance of showers late and 100% chance of showers on Saturday, but mild. High 61. Sunshine and 48 on Sunday. We're currently at 25 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Report brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. All right, a little bit more about Unit 4 coming together with the school board. Got a new three-year deal, and we'll continue what we started yesterday late in the show. Stand by 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, prosecutors are searching the offices of Deutsche Bank in Frankfurt this morning, looking for evidence of money laundering connected to revelations in the Pentagon Papers. The bank says it's cooperating with investigators. Renault, Nissan, and Mitsubishi say they are committed to their alliance. Senior executives from the three automakers have met for the first time since the arrest of Carlos Ghosn, the executive behind the relationship. Prosecutors in Tokyo are still holding Ghosn and are seeking another 10-day period to keep him in custody while they consider whether to charge him with financial crimes. Miller Coors and Pabst have settled their lawsuit over whether Miller lied about its ability to continue brewing Pabst beers. The two sides didn't reveal details of the settlement. The Dow was up 617 yesterday. NASDAQ added 208. S&P gained 61. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
They move into 2019. All right, good morning. I'm Stevie J. It's Diane Ducey. It is the next to last day of November, November 29. Tomorrow, 30th, and December begins Saturday. And you know how quickly December goes as we get our shopping done, decorations hung, everything up.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Okay, I was talking about the teacher potential strike and how they came to a resolution. Took 6 months. Teachers get, those that have been there over 21 years, you get like 3%. And if you're making $55,000 a year, it's a $1,500 raise. That's, you know, $56,500.
Okay.
You know, you just, that's how it works if you're in a union. And I love union people. I've nothing against, you know, when there's unions, generally that's indicative. They're well-trained, they're hard-working, they're, you know, good people. Sometimes unions can't pay superstars, you know, so it's going to be kind of the same, whether you're really, really good or not real, real good. You're just part of the same group. So I'm kind of against that. I like paying stars more because that's kind of how the free market works. However, that's fine. So everybody is over 21 years, 3%, under 21 years, 2.5%. Then we were discussing what administrators make, and there's some pushback a little bit about people. You know, assistant principals and what they get, they're probably at, what, 90 or 100,000. Superintendents, principals probably get 125, something like that. Supers get maybe, we term it, maybe 150-ish.
It says the average range, this statistic from October 31st, 2018, for a superintendent in near Champaign is $120,000 to $178,000.
That's a wide range, isn't it? We determined Urbana's super makes 193 or something.
And again, that was a couple of years old. So factors include education, certification, additional skills, number of years you have spent in the profession.
And I think too, whenever you pay somebody something, it's based on what the job pays. In other words, if you hire a football coach and they get $3.5 million, the Ohio State coach gets $5 million, $6 million, Alabama's guy gets $8 million. Well, it's just the level of money and the level of interest and the level of passion around it. But you're saying, man, how can a coach in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois get $3 million? That's so much money. That's what it pays. So you go around the state and you say superintendents make $175,000. Okay. Oh, that's too much. Why is it too much? It's what it pays. Teachers are going to get a range as well based on area, based on where you teach. I've said yesterday many times, what teachers do on a day-to-day basis cannot be rewarded properly. It is one of the most difficult jobs and maybe one of the most disrespected jobs. you know, I'm just a teacher. I mean, you hear people kind of even downplay it in their own mind. You have no idea the ripples and a generational effect you could be having, and you may never know. You might get a letter 25 years later that recommend and say, you know, here's what I've told everybody about you, and you never knew that. It's an amazing, impactful, and important job, and we underpay. And I said, I'd get rid of tenure. I don't pay you tenure, but I'm going to pay you $20,000 more a year. That's what I do. I'd structure it differently. I would figure out how to pay the stars more. And I'm sorry, but there are really, really great teachers and not as great teachers. And hopefully never bad teachers. But you know how life is in every profession. And I don't think the people that aren't so good at it and don't care should get the same deal as the people that are unbelievable. And we all know who we are, right? I mean, everybody kind of knows that within a build.
That's right.
So my point is, I wouldn't begrudge somebody making a lot of money. If you don't like it, go to your school board. Or you go be a superintendent. It isn't that easy to get those gigs, but there's a path for that if that's what you want to do. And then you see how it feels to call a snow day when it really isn't that snowy and you thought it was going to. Okay, see what kind of calls you get on that one. It's an impossible job. Anyway, kudos to all ours in education. Thank you for what you do. I think it's so unheralded and so important what you do. You can text in if you'd like, 359-2255.
And actually, we do have a comment from Brian. Why is the cost per student at our public schools so much higher than at Judah or St. Thomas More? That is where the analysis and discussion should start.
Okay, cost per student. Well, Judah's very small, right?
Right. And on, for that matter, St. Thomas More isn't as big as our public schools.
And there, see, I don't know the numbers on that. The cost per student lower, but Brian suggests at Judah versus Unit 4. You'd have to look at, again, maintenance and building costs. That's going to be a lot, too. Buses, all the busing. Does Judah have busing? I mean, there's a lot that goes into a district as big of what is Champaign School Board's budget, $110 million or something?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to break it down. I don't know the comparison of cost per student. I would think that, again, a private school is private. They pay what teachers whatever. I don't think teachers at private schools get necessarily a lot more than anybody else.
I know that sometimes they're restricted also on the services that they provide for, you know, special ed kids and things like that, too. Lily's saying, you're right, Stevie. You look at Bloomington Normal's teachers' pay. It's a lot more than the Champaign-Urbana area.
They might have a bigger tax base with Growmark, with State Farm, with, you know, you've got, we had ISU. You got a lot of varied. We're kind of all in on Carl and University of Illinois. I don't know what.
That. Having a student at ISU, I know that I heard a statistic about so many restaurants in Bloomington, highest in Illinois in the per capita.
Really? Because we have 300 and something restaurants here. Bloomington, that's more than that?
I think it's 500 something.
Really? Interesting.
It's
all right.
A
anyway,
lot.
Text in what you think. Stevie J takes tenure away, pays everybody $20,000 more per year. And I don't care what the superintendent makes. I pay them what the going rate is, and maybe more depending on who they are and what impact they can have.
Right.
But I don't care what anybody makes. Good for them. It's a free market.
That's, right.
You all ought to go for it. That's the good news is you can go for it, too.
And some text jabs in yesterday about the pension, then, that is so high that they'll get after they retire.
So, okay, you be a teacher.
Right.
There's a reward there. I think they're underpaid.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
I'm telling you, what the wick they spend from their candle teaching is a bunch. 359-2255. What do you think? It's 7:30, ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Lillian Wu, the president talking trade war on Twitter this morning, writing billions of dollars are pouring into the U.S. because of tariffs being charged to China. Critics have said those tariffs are hurting American jobs. Meanwhile, word that China could be spying on its drivers.
Electric vehicles used in China are transmitting information to the Chinese government. That's from an Associated Press report saying more than 200 makers of electric cars like Tesla and General Motors have been called on by China to transmit position information and other data points to government-backed monitoring centers.
Fox's Jill Nato, Mexico building a second shelter for migrants in Tijuana as its health department grapples with issues.
The spokesman for Tijuana's health department tells me that they have treated 2,267 migrants.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Tijuana. This is Fox News.
If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
That is such a good place. Country Arbors, Shane Cultra. It is so fun. And to smell the trees.
Yeah.
Come on.
The wreaths, the garland, and you're welcome to bring your pets for the Santa visits between 11 and 2 on Saturday.
What does Jimmy John say? I think they're free smells down at Country Arbors. So
there you can
Local news now brought to you by Jamie Monticelli and Classic Plumbing. Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Board has approved spending another $1.675 million on nursing home-related issues. The News Gazette says the board voted to forgive two loans it made in 2017 to the home so it could cover expenses. Those loans totaled $500,000. The board also approved two settlements to the estates of Caroline Scalzo and Sonia Kington, who died. One of those settlements was for $1 million. The other was for $175,000. A Champaign man accused of trying to rape a woman at an apartment was arrested yesterday. 32-year-old Justin Thompson was accused in the alleged incident on August 31st. He is accused of covering the mouth of a 23-year-old woman and trying to rape her. He was arraigned Wednesday on a single count of attempted criminal sexual assault. The victim said she had met Thompson earlier in the day and that they met up again that night. You're up to date. I'm Jane Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook. Book or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Well, you're driving around to get a chip in your windshield for expert window replacement and repair. They can even do the chips if you drive it into American Eagle Auto Glass, like $50. In fact, they'll come to you for like $75.
Mm.
Fix it. Expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows into your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. We'll visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
All right, as far as our forecast goes, we have a little bit of sunshine now. Today's high 40, down to 33 this evening. More clouds as the day wears on and a 30% chance of precipitation late. Maybe some precip in the early morning hours and some fog. Otherwise, cloudy tomorrow with a high 42, low 39. Temperatures not fluctuating much. 90% chance of showers late on Friday night. 100% chance of showers likely with a high 61, low 41 on Saturday. Sunshine by Sunday, though, with a high 48. We're currently at 26. ESPN 93.5.
All right, good having you at 25 before, talking teachers and the value of teachers and what they do and how difficult teaching is, particularly these days. And I've always believed teaching to be a three-legged stool. Got to have parent or guardian. Got to have teacher. Got to have student. And without the three, it kind of falls over. It's very hard, and I can't imagine. I mean, teachers have told me before it's best part of some of these kids' days is 8 to 3.
Yeah.
Because there's no structure after that.
Right, having that steady routine.
How do you reach a kiddo, and you know there's issues, but yet how deep do you go? I mean, this is way past, you know, 12 plus 12.
Right.
There's a lot more sociological things. Have they eaten? They don't have coats. I mean, the whole thing's changed.
I know it.
So, kudos. Hats off.
Andy says, for those griping about teacher and university employee pensions, remember that those folks don't pay into Social Security.
Those are all wrapped up in their own pension then. And again, you know, you can begrudge what somebody makes, but that isn't going to be healthy. I mean, if you really, boy, that's too much. It's so easy to get into that game. I mean, if you want to be a head coach, if you want to be a superintendent, then you go do that. It's okay, but it's all open to everybody. We should never begrudge others doing better than we are. That's not healthy. You focus on what you do and how you can get better every single day. That's what you do.
217 texter, if smaller schools are more economical than larger, then why do small districts consolidate? The difference is accountability. The private schools spend parents' money and the public schools spend the public's money.
Yeah, well... Yeah. And I, you know, we've had experience in both private and public, and I think teachers are amazing humans. I really do. And they're all not going to be the same. It's just, that's not possible. Some just, this is their passion. This is their life. And they do an amazing job. And I just, I can't, you know, for that kind of energy and effort and the touch that they give these kids and the ability to guide their life, change their future. I mean, it's amazing. It is really, and I really admire them because I've done some after school programs before with kids in primary ages, and I'm tired after an hour. I said, wow.
Yeah.
So good for them. Hey, I've been kind of keeping, and please feel free if you have any other thoughts on the teachers. I'm all for them. I don't think they get paid enough. But, you know, what I would do, I'd restructure the thing. I'd take away tenure and give everybody $20,000 more a year and just pay them better.
And the reason why this came up, Unit 4 has locked in a deal for the next 3 years.
And 2-3% is all these teachers ever get.
Right.
And I don't think it's a lot of money. I know it adds up, but for what they do, I just value it more. But, you know, it's a union structure, so they got to be even for everybody based on years served, not necessarily performance. That's how it works.
359-2255, 359-CALL.
Okay, I've been texting Mike Ditka. Mike had a minor heart attack. I guess it's been about eight, nine days ago. I think he was on the golf course down in Naples, Florida. And you heard the news if you track ESPN at all. And he wasn't feeling well. They took him to the hospital in Naples. And the story broke on Saturday, last Saturday. And so I immediately tried calling Diana, his wife. No answer. And then Diana called back. And I said, tell me what happened. And he said he had a minor heart attack. And he's doing better. And I said, great. I said, does Mike know what happened? And she said, he does now because he called me 4 days later to tell me what happened. So I presume Tuesday to Saturday was rather, don't know.
Gotcha.
So they released him, I believe, Monday or Tuesday.
That's right.
Because Diana thought he'd be in most of this week. And
uh-huh.
I said, that's not going to work. Kyle chew off his own wristband to get out. He's just not a good guy that lays around very well. So I texted him last night. I said, Coach, just wanted to know how you're feeling. And he responded this morning, getting better one day at a time, not too bad today. And I said, you'll be back out there making birdies. He said, I hope I can just play. Boy, if he couldn't play golf, that'd be bad because he goes out every day. And, he said, I'm not any good. I just like playing.
Yeah.
And Mike Ditka is the guy that you just, and I've been around him enough. It just, when the Bears were playing here, he'd come down and do some broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd stay in Philo with Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And, the game would start at 7. Mike at 3:30, let's go, Johnny, let's go. So it was like, it just doesn't sit around well.
Right.
He's got to be going somewhere.
Well, and I'm sure he has kind of a pregame routine when it comes to a Bears game.
He used to call me on the set of Kicking and Screaming, which if you've never seen that movie with Will Ferrell and Robert Duvall, it is really, it's one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies because it's not too, nasty, crude like some of Will Ferrell's movies are. Kicking and Screaming is a soccer movie, really, really funny. And Mike was one of the stars. He was amazing. But he would get up at 5 in the morning and call me from...
Hi, it's Corey.
Call from Studio City, where they were filming the movie. And I said, Mike doesn't like sitting around, standing around.
Right.
And I said, Coach, how's it going? That's fine. It's a lot of hurry up and wait. A lot of hurry up and wait. So I said, okay. And yet he did a remarkable job on that movie. And I mean, when I went to the screening in Chicago... Mike and Diana were there, and Will Ferrell was there. And I briefly, just a few minutes, talked to Will Ferrell, and he just said, Mike was amazing in this movie. They just go back and forth at each other.
Uh-huh.
And there's a spot when Will Ferrell thinks he's all that as a soccer coach. And these are like 8-10-year-old kids.
Right.
And he gets Mike Ditka to help him because he wants to go against his father, who's this overbearing father type, Robert Duvall. And he tells Mike Ditka to go get him a juice box. He says, you're crazy. And then just face to face, back and forth. And it's just the funniest scene. Anyway, coach doesn't sit around very well. So I'm hoping and praying that he gets up and around and is able to golf. And as far as our interviews on Friday, I don't know. I'll just have to play that one by ear, but I certainly don't want to push it. Last time he had a heart attack, he actually called me from his car and said, call me tomorrow. I'm fine. So that hasn't happened yet. So, right. And in 1988, when he has, this is his third heart attack. 1988, when he had his heart attack, didn't know him then. And he was a Bear coach, and he was back on the field in 11 days. So, Iron Mike, my friends, Iron Mike. Okay, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. My vehicle, expertly fixed by Champagne Automotive Collision Center, which is a subsidiary of Honda BMW.
Okay.
And what they are is that they do all makes and models. They can fix anything. Really good at body work and accident repair, but they are a certified Honda BMW back to factory
specification.
Yeah, everything. So the Honda I have, which had that fight with the garage door and lost, is perfect. So it's fixed exactly how Honda would want to fix it. They can do that with Honda BMW. It perfectly specifies specifications from the factory. But if you got a Toyota, you got a Ford, they fix cars. Again, it's I'll talk about it more in the new year, but it's Honda BMW, and it's a subsidiary. It's called Champagne Automotive Collision Center, and they'll fix it to what is going to be right. Sometimes in the auto body business, there's a little pressure perhaps from a few insurance companies that say, here's what we're going to pay you, so you might have to go a little faster on the job kind of thing, and nobody ever wants that, but that's kind of the reality of the industry sometimes. So be careful and ask all your proper questions, and your insurance should not care where you go, even if they suggest places, you can choose where you go. And I would say Champagne Automotive Collision Center, a subsidiary of Honda BMW. If you go to Honda BMW, you'll notice that they are an award-winning Honda dealer. DriveChampagne.com to get started, or off of Neil at Brew Wash. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, DriveChampagne.com. Check your sports coming up next, 7:44 on this Thursday, November 29th.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Some things I like on my holiday list. The aroma of fresh baking. A cool breeze in the air. Friends who meet at Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar to celebrate the season. A casual meal made from scratch before Illini games. Houlihan's inviting ambiance. Friendly service. The Sunday brunch. Parties and events. Distinctive upscale gourmet cuisine. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, south of the State Farm Center, has it all. Click on the Houlihan's tab at stayattheeye.com.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Sports headlines, 7:46, ESPN 93.5.
Clemson beat the women's basketball team for the Illini 69-67 in overtime. We had the Big Ten ACC Challenge. A few surprises on the men's side. Syracuse over number 16 Ohio State, 72-62. Number 15 Florida State beat number 19 Purdue, 73-72. On to Illinois volleyball hosting Eastern Michigan in the first round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Some of the honors included Big Ten Setter of the Year, Jordan Poulter. Congratulations. They're also tapping some of our football players, including senior offensive lineman Nick Allegretti and junior running back Reggie Corman, to receive some awards. It'll be New Orleans and Dallas tonight. NBA has the Pacers in L.A. to take on the Lakers. Steph Curry returns to the Warriors lineup Saturday against Detroit. Looks like the Cavs' Kyle Korver traded to the Jazz for Alex Burks and 2 second-round picks. Jeff Brohm not going to Louisville, as folks had intended or thought. He will stay at Purdue, 10-12 on season, in 2 seasons, that is. Jeff Brohm has his alma mater at Louisville.
Yeah,
people were thinking he would jump ship.
People did.
The Boilermakers. Detroit beat the St. Louis Blues 4-3 yesterday.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's not the right move, you know. You think, I mean, yeah.
A couple of bowls with Purdue, so.
Look at Brian Cardinal. He's a Boilermaker.
Yeah, he is.
Look at Josh Whitman. He's in Illini.
Right.
Josh is from West Lafayette. Brian's from Tolono. Sometimes it just goes the other way.
I never thought about that.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Maybe you ought to upgrade those appliances. People's Choice Award winner from the News Gazette. Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's the experiences they get from their people. They read them on the air, too. But that's all they do. They do appliances. They've been doing it since 1977. Central Illinois owned. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois, with stores in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products, and they have that wonderful free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place where you want to visit when remodeling your kitchen. There's nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. I think they come and check things out for $45. Who does that? If you have a call, something's not right with the dishwasher, $45. Check out the Champaign location now for their big sales that they've got going on. Great savings all the time. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can find them online at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
Are you stuck, bored, or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union. Sure, we started out only serving U of I employees, but we've graduated to serving the entire Champaign-Urbana community. And you know what? We love it. From football fields to cornfields, from humble beginnings to small victories, from Rantoul to Fisher, from Sadorus to Sea, and everything in between. We know you've got a fighting spirit, and here at the U of I Community Credit Union, we're your biggest fans. The entire community, because it's all about campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign and Urbana, and let's show you how we continue to serve both campus and community. Because you know what? It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union.
Yeah, what do you say, Michael McDonald? That was former Doobie, right? Wasn't Michael McDonald a former Doobie writer?
Yes.
Okay, and he's coming where?
I'm poking around now.
We think he's coming to the Virginia
Theater.
Let's
talk with Billy Akel.
Bale, how are you?
I'm good. It sounds like you keep forgetting Stevie J.
Keep forgetting, not in love anymore.
See, Bill, you're way ahead of me, man. I was just, what is he talking about?
Diane, thanks for the assist.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of that.
Sometimes
you're trying chapter of my life.
Softball lobs, and the guy can't hit anything. Bill, at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, we need to make sure our furnaces are in good shape, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, Stevie J, I'm just really grateful right now. You know, it's cold out, it's dark, it's long days, it's the weather change. People are kind of grumpy this time of year. I get it because it's cold, but we're just grateful that we have such hardworking technicians working overtime, working long hours. I'm grateful for the weather. I hope people don't have unexpected stoppages, but when they do, we're working really hard to get their furnaces back up so that they can have heat for their family.
Yeah, and remember, folks, it's 8 to 8, same great rate, meaning 2 in the morning is the same as 8 in the morning, right? So,
absolutely.
Nice.
That's one of our big things here at Lands. It's not your fault when it breaks down. You shouldn't have to pay extra for a guy to come out. So, you know, our prices are the same, 24/7, 365. Christmas Day, day before Christmas, Thanksgiving Day. We've got techs ready to serve and working really hard.
Bill, and it's Yakel or Yakel?
Yakel, like yay?
Yay. Cool. Bill, yay. Cool. Landsinc.com, Landsinc.com. Tell Troy to say hey and thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane.
You betcha.
No problem.
So Bill Yackel at Lands Heating.
Yeah, I met him at the Lifeline Connect Thank You Banquet, and thank you to the folks at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for working with some of those graduates. They've turned their life around. It's awesome. And the progress we've seen on that dormitory, it's going to be terrific. And thanks to those who stepped up during Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
They had success with that, too. Okay, Michael McDonald, born in 52, been in the music biz 45 years, Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, my. Both of them, huh?
That's right.
Wow. I didn't
so,
know he did both.
Good stuff with his.
Is it Steely Dan, too?
Yeah, that's right.
And then the Doobies. After,
that's right.
Okay.
In 75,
I didn't
he jumped
know
over
that.
To the Doobie Brothers. So it looks like a solo career in the early 80s. And as Bill had said, keep forgetting one of his big hits.
Okay. All right.
So What a Fool Believes. Or was that?
That was Doobie Brothers. Yeah,
okay.
Doobie
but
Brothers.
It's featured as the vocalist on that.
Yeah, and he has a very unique sound. If you remember Michael McDonald's
That's
sound.
That's right. Really and is. December 9th is when he will be at the Virginia Theater.
That's a quick turnaround
it
here.
It is.
Why was I not informed?
I know.
Huh?
So we're going to have some tickets to hand out.
Virginia, keep forgetting? Is that what happened?
So in any case, thevirginia.org, 356-9063. If you're thinking, yeah, definitely need a date night. Michael McDonald would be a great
no,
show.
No, I mean, that would. I wonder if it'd be too darn loud. Or
probably
it,
not.
Okay. From trimming the tree to shopping for that perfect gift, the holidays are very busy and all that running around. Busey wants to remind you of something very important. It's a good one. Careful. Average spend per person is what, Diane?
For the holidays?
Yep.
$600.
$960.
Oh, man.
And it's nothing you have. It's everything on the card. And then January comes, you go, dang it. 38% of holiday shoppers will donate money to a charity. 37% plan to donate.
Okay.
Total spend on gifts for family is $478. That's on family.
Right.
Make a list. Check it twice. It's good. Be a bargain hunter. Try to keep emotion out of it, too.
Right.
Be cautious with your credit card because you will get it back. You will see that charge. You go, wait a minute. Here's what everybody does. Huh? I did not. Yeah, you did. Check the items. Busey committed to helping you handle your hard-earned money responsibly while still enjoying the holidays. Challenge yourself to be both meaningful and impactful with your gifts. Remember, your time may be the most meaningful present they receive. Well, back rub, always good. Love those back rubs. For more holiday spending tips, go to the publications page in the Resource Center, Busey.com, Busey.com. Check it out. All right, December 9th, this is what we were talking about. This is a Doobie Brothers song, though. Right? I mean, this is the Doobies. It's not really Michael. I mean, it's Michael McDonald
right,
singing, but
right.
He'll sing this, I'm
That's
sure,
right.
Right? For sure.
He came from somewhere back in how long ago.
Looking to avoid crazy.
I mean, he used to have that beard, right? The big black beard.
Yes.
Well, he just can't be black anymore, right?
No.
He's 67, maybe?
So it is totally white, kind of a goatee style this year.
Not the full beard. No. All right, Michael McDonald, you said Virginia?
On December 9th, it's a Sunday night at 7.
I think that'd be pretty good. Do you have ticket prices?
Looking now.
It'll be good no matter what.
Yeah, that's right.
Michael McDonald, Virginia, December 9, ESPN 93.5, a break for the news. I'm sorry to say there's a study that says cell phones are linked to cancer. I'll give you that from a neurosurgeon next, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, yo.